You're listening to SBS News.
The identity of a washed-up body from an Australian World War II warship has remained a mystery until now. 80 years after the ship was sunk, a name is being returned to the man long referred to as the Unknown Sailor. The lost seafarer is 21-year-old Thomas Wellesby Clark and was one of 645 men aboard HMAS Sydney. A service has been held in his honour, led by Chief of Navy Vice Admiral Michael Noonan.
Today, we pay our respects to Thomas Wellesby Clark, and after 80 years, we return him the dignity of his name. We remember his service and those who served beside him, lest we forget.
Dr. Lee Lehane is the only remaining relative who knew him face to face. She says she's overjoyed by the news.
He came and held me as a little baby. So that's a very pleasurable thought, because I don't think anyone else is alive now who knew Tom sort of eye to eye.
But how was this mystery solved? 80 years ago, in World War II, Thomas was on board HMAS Sydney when it had a fatal engagement with a disguised German warship. Vice Admiral Noonan recounts what happened that day.
In the fight that followed, both ships were mortally damaged. Sydney sank with the loss of 165 of her ship's company. When Sydney failed to return, a search found only an inflated RAN life jacket and a single empty life raft known as a Carly float.
Among those remnants was the body of the man who came to be the Unknown Sailor. Minister for Veterans Affairs Defence Personnel Andrew Gee says it was some time before the body was discovered.
Tom tragically died at sea, and his body was found at Christmas Island some 3 months later. And it's testament to modern science and technology that we have been able to identify Tom after all of these decades. And I think it says a lot about our nation that even after 80 years, we are still working so hard to identify and honour our servicemen and women.
The Royal Australian Navy's researcher, Greg Swindon, says it was a DNA breakthrough that led them to the answer.
It's been a very long journey since 2008, trying to track down relatives of the Unknown Sailor. And it's a fantastic feeling to finally give this man back his name. Obviously, there's been the scientists who've extracted the DNA, both at the Australian Centre for Ancient DNA and at the Australian Federal Police. That's a key activity. We've also used genealogists to build family trees. I've had interested historians who have tracked down family members.
Researchers say Thomas Wellesby Clark was born in Brisbane in 1920 and had served on HMAS Sydney for 2 months before he died. Relative Dr. Lee Lehane says the way he died will forever be etched into her mind.
I'll never erase the memory I have of him in that lifeboat at the scene of the battle still, and then drifting for almost 3 months, exposed, the body, of course, exposed to the elements and the seabirds. So a bit distressing, really. The truth is the main thing, and I'm so grateful for the many, many people, well over 100, who helped ascertain the truth.
A permanent tribute to his sacrifice has been built at the Australian War Memorial. For 80 years unnamed, now Thomas Wellesby Clark will forever be a part of history. Hannah Kwon, SBS News.